on the line with us. Always a pleasure to get a chance to chat with Denise Tollefson and Richard Anderson. How is everything going over at Serenity these days, guys?
You know, it's really exciting. It was a good week because the Department of Health lifted some restrictions and everybody has been getting haircuts this week. So it is certainly triumphant.
Oh, I love that.
It's so good.
It is so good. That haircut after not being able to have one for months.
It has boosted a lot of moods around here, that's for sure.
Oh, I love that news. That's great.
And what about those people who are getting a chance to now visit with grandma and grandpa or mom and dad? What do those look like right now?
So we're on the Minnesota side. So North Dakota has loosened and had some guidance on their visitors at various degrees, you know, having a couple of weeks with no cases and then transitioning to outdoor cases. We on the Minnesota side have not gotten new guidance on changing our visitation status. So as of right now, that part has not changed, unfortunately.
Are people still coming and having those through-the-window conversations? Is that something that you see at all?
Yeah, they've been doing the window visits. There's some technology that's been pretty cool, like the Facebook portal or Amazon Echo and certainly stuff like that. It's almost, like, trickier because the weather is nicer. So it just feels so, like, more restrictive because the weather is nicer. So it makes the window visit easier, but also just kind of more defeating, to be honest, because you're so close, but yet so far away.
Mm. Well, yeah. I'm glad at least they can show off new haircuts.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And in today's When and Where for Senior Care, we're going to be talking with the executive director at HERO. That's H.E.R.O, because it stands for...
Healthcare Equipment Recycling Organization.
Oh, you beat me to it, Amy Eiler.
Gotcha.
Maren is here with us. Maren, welcome to KFGO.
Hi, good to be back with you.
So we already answered the question, what does HERO stand for? But what is the story behind HERO?
I think this is really fun, so thanks for asking that. We had, almost 25 years ago, a group of nurses who were involved in the operating room at a local hospital here, and were seeing right around the time where regulations increased, and so they had a lot more items that had to be thrown away, even if they weren't being used in surgeries. And this group was also very, very globally mission focused. So they were going on these mission trips to Haiti and Guatemala, and they were seeing those items that they were throwing away in the operating room, and then they were seeing in these clinics and hospitals in other parts of the world how they were in dire need for them. And so they just got together and started out literally in a closet in the local hospital, collecting these items and matching them up with mission groups that were going all over the world so that they could make sure that people had access to them. And so that's how we started. And then we've turned into a real big focus locally. The same kind of concept is let's save things that are still usable from a healthcare perspective and make sure that people have access to them when they might not otherwise have access to them. So it's just really fun. And the fun thing about it is some of those same nurses that were part of starting it are here today volunteering and so have been really active like for almost the last 25 years. So really fun.
That's great.
I'll raise my hand. I've been shopping at the HERO store before in my life. And in fact, at one point, you were kind enough to lend us a wheelchair for one of our coworkers after she hit her foot as well. So, I looked at what it would cost to purchase a wheelchair. They're really expensive.
Mm-hmm. And many times people don't need them for a long period of time, or if they do, you know, they'll need them for a surgery or that kind of thing, and then they're done, and it's still a very good wheelchair. So being able to have it here and, you know, we'll clean it up and maybe do some minor repairs, and then someone can get that from us rather than getting that real expensive piece of equipment, it's fun to pass that on.
Are you still taking donations during this time?
Yeah, thanks for asking. We are. We've changed our process. You know, our donations go through their own quarantine process so that they are we take them in and we have a specific part of our warehouse that they are in for a few days before we even touch them and get them out to make sure that, that they have that own that process as well. But yes, we are taking donations right now. So as you're going through your closets and doing spring cleaning and that kind of thing, bring it on by.
So what are the typical items you provide at Hero for seniors?
Mm-hmm. So the most common are those rehabilitation or home safety items. So walkers, both standard walkers as well as rollator walkers with the brakes and the seat. Wheelchairs, home safety items like shower benches, or toilet risers or that kind of thing. We also have wound care and incontinence supplies. We have a lot of people that come in for powered wheelchairs or power scooters, hospital beds or lift chairs. A lot of those items just as either people are coming home from surgery or just wanting to be more independent in their home and not have to be moving to other levels. So, yeah, it also helps them be really independent in those assisted living settings like Serenity and those other communities too, so that they can stay there as long as possible. So,
I mean, I think we know why what makes you so unique, just from your explanation. But your organization is really unique. Do you know of other? I mean, are there other Hero organizations around the country?
Mm-hmm. We get that question like almost every day, if not multiple times a week. But so we're technically classified as a medical supply redistribution organization. Excuse me, a medical surplus redistribution organization. And there's probably about 50 of those organizations that we know of in the country and in Canada. But we're the only one that we know of, at least, that really has that local focus and not just globally. So most of the ones that we know about just do the shipping to other countries. And so that local focus for Hero is really something that's unique to us. And yeah, we're hoping in the long run there's more of us, but
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I imagine like people who live in Fargo who are so familiar mm-hmm. with your mission and what you do and what you provide to the community will move somewhere else and be like, where's the Hero here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've started working more and more in the tri-state area. So even just last week, worked with a family from Watford City, and we regularly work with people in Sioux Falls and out to Brainerd. And so we've gotten creative on how we can do that. But yes, it's unique. So
it is very unique. Denise mm-hmm. and Richard, with you guys at Serenity Assisted Living, I'm sure that this is something that you recommend to a lot of people, their services at Hero.
We get a lot of
for the clientele that we serve. We actually have a collection site for items too, which, you know, works out for us because there's often times where somebody might be on hospice and they don't need those supplies anymore, and hospice doesn't take them back. So then we repurpose them to Hero, and then Hero has that kind of stuff. And we've had, like Richard and I have had our own aunt be able to take advantage of Hero for her supplies when she couldn't, like, afford the cost of them for what she needed, too. So it's just, like, a wide gamut, and I know not only for seniors, but they help people of all ages with the medical equipment. It's not just seniors. It's children with disabilities and the whole kind of life cycle of people that they have. It's incredible.
Richard, I'm sure that you've dealt with people in the past who've said, gosh, it is so expensive. A pair of crutches is so expensive. And I'm sure they come back from Hero and be like, you'll never guess how much stuff I got. And it was just so inexpensive. And it was so reasonable to be able to get some of these things. I know the last time I was there, it was pretty incredible. Do you have any particular item that people come back and go, golly, you wouldn't believe what I paid for this?
The wheelchairs, like you said earlier, those are the ones that, I mean, they're so expensive. And the best thing about Hero is it works both ways. So if you qualify to get a wheelchair paid for by the VA or by someone else or an insurance company, and then you were able to go give that to Hero, it's so nice to be able to donate that for the next family to get them and to be able to be like, oh my gosh, this really saved us in this situation. And then when that family's done with it, they can donate it back to Hero, and it keeps going to more and more good causes. And it's just it's a cool thing to be able to provide that for the community. It's just something else that, because everyone knows healthcare seems to attach like a third tack on a third more of, just because it has healthcare in it. And to be able to provide that services, I think, is just something really cool that Hero does for our community.
Hey, Martin, give us some unique items that you've carried that people have been surprised to find at Hero.
Yeah. So I think that example that Richard gave, that's really cool, because the fun thing about when we get the items donated is that they have a story behind them. They haven't just been ordered. So everyone that comes in, yeah, it's somebody passing it on to somebody else, and it has that extra level of heart to it, because it was this had some sentimental value. It helped somebody through this tough time or that kind of thing, and then it's helping somebody else. But yeah, we have a lot of fun with some of the unique items. So we some power wheelchairs that we've gotten in have been, I mean, almost as customizable as somebody's motorcycle has been, just different like lift options for them, colors, and that kind of thing. But we also get things like home elevators or a three-wheeled bike. We get some pediatric equipment, which not all, I know you guys have mentioned that just a minute ago. Not all, people don't always think about us for pediatric equipment. So those kind of things. It's just, it's fun to walk through our warehouse and just see all of the different things that show up. So.
I love it. Well, you're really, well, as you know, people keep asking, are you the only one? Are there more of you? So the service you provide is really needed. How can they find you if they've never been to Hero or find out more about the organization?
Yeah, so we're located in South Fargo. Our address is 5012 53rd Street South. As Serenity had mentioned, we do have drop locations around the community. So check out our website for that if you've got items that you want to drop off. We can do that as well. So our website is herofargo.org, and then we're on Facebook and Instagram as well. So check us out there.
Great. And Denise and Richard, how can they get a hold of you at Serenity Assisted Living in Dilworth, Minnesota?
You can give us a call at 218-477-7254.
And online, Richard?
At www.serenityassistedliving.com.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Serenity Assisted Living and Memory Care, they are family-owned and operated in Dilworth, Minnesota.